This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A humanitarian truce between Armenia and Azerbaijan is now in place in a new attempt to quell nearly 3 weeks of fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. The ceasefire went into effect after a major escalation that saw a missile strike kill 13 people, including small children, in the Azerbaijani city of Ganja. A week ago, Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire mediated by Russia, but then both accused each other of violating the deal. The Iranian Foreign Ministry says a 5-year UN embargo on arms sales to and from Iran was lifted early Sunday, in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. October 18, 2020, had been set out under the terms of the 2015 deal struck with major world powers as the deadline for several previous UN resolutions. A suspect shot dead by French police after the beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Chechen refugee who was unknown to intelligence services. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
French police have arrested 9 people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer beheaded a schoolteacher on the street of a Paris suburb on Friday, police sources said. Investigators were trying to establish whether the attacker, who was shot dead by police, had acted alone or had accomplices. His victim, a history teacher, had earlier this month shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a lesson on freedom of expression. President Emmanuel Macron visited the scene on Friday evening and called the incident Islamist terrorism.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday in defiance of a government crackdown. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is making a late re-election pitch to voters Saturday in Michigan and Wisconsin, states that were instrumental to his 2016 victory. He's facing headwinds not only in national polling, which shows Democrat Joe Biden leading, but also in battleground surveys. Thousands of women rallied Saturday in Washington and other U.S. cities, calling on voters to oppose President Trump in the presidential election. Reuters' Fred Katayama has more.
Thousands of women marched and chanted in the streets of Washington Saturday to protest against President Donald Trump and his pick for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The protest organized by the Women's March Organization took place just days before the Senate is set to vote on the confirmation of Barrett to replace the late liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump has asked the Senate to confirm Barrett before the November 3rd election.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. A counter-protest organized by a conservative women's group also took place Saturday at the Supreme Court. The streets of Paris and 8 cities in France emptied on Saturday night as people were asked to stay home. The move is to stem a second wave of the coronavirus that caused a record daily number of infections in the country. French President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered nightly curfews in cities where the coronavirus was the most active. Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging Germans to come together like they did in the spring to slow the spread of the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
New restrictions have gone into effect in several European nations in an effort to staunch the resurgence of the pandemic. The German Chancellor saying difficult months are ahead. How the winter will be, how our Christmas will depend on everyone's behavior, she says. While in Paris and 8 other French cities, restaurants, bars, movie theatres and other establishments were being forced to close no later than 9 p.m. to try to reduce contact between people. The country is deploying 12,000 extra police officers to enforce the new rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australia's coronavirus hotspot of Victoria recorded 2 cases of the illness on Sunday, ahead of the expected state government's announcement later in the day on how it plans to ease socializing and movement restrictions. Melbourne, Victoria's capital, has been under a strict lockdown for more than 100 days. Nigerians took to the streets of Lagos Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. Anger over abuses by the police's notorious Special Anti-Robbery Squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the unit. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.